I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Everything she writes is a classic piece, and Martha Stewart once tried to give her some geese. It's Watch What Happens Live with Judy Blume and Sunny Hostin now. To Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse for a Watch What Happens Live Spring Spectacular, where everything will be sunny and in bloom. My first guest is a literary icon who got her start by making up stories in her head, which is relatable, but what's maybe not relatable is she went on to publish 29 books, which sold more than 90 million copies in 39 languages, inspiring and entertaining generation after generation in the process. The film adaptation of her great book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, hits theaters tomorrow. Please welcome literary icon Judy Blume. Not to be outdone, my next guest is coming out with a new book, which she probably had to write during commercial breaks while she is co-hosting The View. It's called Summer on Sag Harbor. It's my summer read, and it's out May 2nd. Say hi to Sunny Austin. Hi, Sunny. Great to see you both. Judy, you have people blowing smoke up your ass all day long, but let me take a big whatever it is and just say what an honor it is to have you here. Absolutely. And man, you must be so rich, Judy Blume.
Right? You know, you would think with 90 million.
Yes.
Copies, right? Yeah. And people try to figure that out.
Yeah.
And they kind of figure it out, honestly.
Yeah, but it's not like that.
Oh, okay. It's
really?
Not like that. All right. Well, I know you're rich in spirit and rich in talent. You might think that years of hosting reunion shows would have prepared me for dealing with toddler tantrums as a dad, but you thought wrong. So over at the bar, we have two people who actually have really been helping me. It's Kristen Gallant and licensed marriage and family therapist Dina Margolin from the parenting website and community Big Little Feelings. I follow Big Little Feelings on Instagram, and you guys, you give me great advice every day. So it's so fun to meet you in person. I've been taking your advice, hopefully doing okay. So thank
great
you.
Question.
It's so
great
cool.
Question.
Thank you. You know, okay. Before we start, I think we need to lead the audience. Sunny, let's do this.
Oh.
In a little chant of,
We must increase our bust.
Thank you. You
I thought it was this one.
Taught us that.
No.
It's this.
Not this
she
thing.
Did it the wrong way.
Yes.
And that's
but
why
I had
she got more
boobs,
than me.
Though.
Right.
I think it worked.
Right.
But it's this way.
Well, it didn't work for me.
Right. You know, I was tickled when I read that Judy plays Wordle every day. But when it comes to the motivating forces in her life, I hope she's willing to fill in some blanks for us. We're going to talk a little Hootie Blume. Judy, who made you want to be a writer when you grew up?
I never thought of being a writer.
You didn't?
No.
Who was your biggest supporter when you were first trying to get published?
I would say that my biggest supporter in everything was my father, but he didn't live to see that.
Oh. Wow.
But still, he was there.
He was there with you.
He was there.
Who's a writer you wish you had the chance to meet and never did?
Beverly Cleary.
I love Beverly Cleary.
Beverly Cleary. It was on my bucket list.
Really?
And we planned it once, but it never worked out.
Wow. Did you write letters to each other or speak ever?
A little bit.
A little bit.
When we got each other's fan mail.
Yeah. Who gave you the birds and the bees talk when you were growing up? Because you taught all of us so much.
You sure did.
Yeah. Well, nobody.
Nobody?
What?
Wow. Who is currently your favorite up-and-coming author?
I would say Lily Brooks Dalton.
Lily Brooks Dalton.
She has a very good book called The Light Pirate, and I liked it a lot.
Okay. That means a lot, a blessing from Judy Blume. Who's a celebrity we would be surprised to know is a huge Judy Blume fan?
I would say Charlemagne the God.
Really?
Yeah.
Club, really?
And I love him.
Oh, I love that. I do too.
I'm not surprised at that, though.
Wow, he came to Key West, where you live.
Twice.
Who was your first ever celebrity crush?
Oh, nobody will know, but I would say Alan Ladd.
I know. Yeah, we know Alan Ladd.
He was in cowboy movies, and he was very short, they tell me now. And
oh,
he
no.
had to either stand on a box or they had to dig a hole for the...
But he
oh,
was
that's
sexy.
Hysterical.
Sexy.
Who gave you the best relationship advice you ever got?
I could have used some.
You could have. Who's still on your bucket list of people you'd love to meet?
Oh, do I know the answer to that question?
I don't know.
You've met everybody.
Yeah, you've met everybody. Yeah.
I know. Until now, it was you.
Oh!
Good one!
What a charmer.
Good one.
What a charmer. Who has given you the most meaningful compliment in your career?
My husband, George, who's sitting right there.
Oh,
every single day.
Wow.
Every day.
Thank you, Judy Blume. That is amazing. Judy. Wow. And I do just want to say, we've got cards and cards of viewers who just wrote in wanting to thank you, you know, who said, please thank Judy Blume, soundtrack of my childhood. I hope she knows how influential she's been to young girls. Because of her, I wanted to be a children's author. She touched so many young gay boys that have often felt seen and heard. So I know you get it every day, but I'm sure it never gets old.
It never gets old.
Despite the occasional on-air blow-up, Sunny has said the women of The View have a tight bond, like a sorority. I hope that means she's up for some light hazing in a round of Who's gonna check me, View?
Let me take my sip.
Take your cocktail. The heads of your co-hosts, Whoopi, Joy, Sarah, Alyssa, and Anna, are bobbing at the top of bottom of the screen. Answer my questions by picking a head. Who's the most guilty of making shady comments under her breath?
It's a tie between Anna and Joy.
Okay. Who is not a morning person?
Me.
Okay. Who is the most generous gift giver?
Oh, it's Whoopi.
I bet. Who's the most likely to pick up the check if you all go out to dinner?
Whoopi.
Who do you disagree with the most?
Whoopi.
Who actually passes gas the most on set?
Whoopi.
Who do you think the staff likes the most?
I think they like me the most.
Who's the most punctual?
Sarah Haynes.
Who has the longest list of guests they refuse to ever have back on the show?
Uh-oh.
Probably Joy.
Who's the chummiest with the camera crew?
We're all pretty chummy.
Yeah.
I mean, Joy's worked there forever.
Yeah,
so
right.
She knows everyone.
Yeah.
But it could be me.
Who's the most helpful to have in your corner during an argument?
Joy.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, before we get into this next item, I just want to ask you a question that is really topical, and then so will this little game. But Judy, Amelia N. said, do you have any words of encouragement for librarians these days? You've been at the front lines of battles over banning books for years. Anything different this time as in past years?
Yeah, everything is different.
Right.
I mean, it's scary. Librarians are threatened in every way. And I just want to say to the librarians out there that we love you and we appreciate what you do. And we know that you can save kids' lives by giving them the right book at the right time. And so, thank you.
Amen. Yeah.
Can I add to that?
Yeah,
can I say something? Because Joy has this Joy's Banned Book Club on our show every Friday, and I just learned that Judy's books are banned and have been banned.
Many of them, yes.
Many of them, like Forever, which taught me about sex because I'm a repressed Catholic and my mother refused to talk to me about it.
Right.
And so it was wonderful to read it in the book.
Yes.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I read about it in the book because I didn't have parents that were open to discussing it.
Yeah.
So the fact that they are banning your books is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
And you grew up okay.
I grew up okay.
Tell them.
There you go. Yeah, well, they see that.
I learned a little something.
Yeah. Well, we don't love censorship in the clubhouse, except for that time I told James and Lala to quit dropping F-bombs on live TV, which is why I think it's unacceptable and un-American that Judy's books have been banned by school libraries since the 80s. So let's fight that by giving banned books more attention as we play
Were They Banned?
I'm going to name some popular children's books. Tell us if you think they've ever been banned from your kids' bookshelves or not. Has Harriet the Spy ever been banned?
Oh, you know, I would say yes to every book.
Right, exactly. And it was because Harriet was a poor role model who demonstrated delinquent tendencies, they said.
Really?
What about Grapes of Wrath?
Yeah, yes. What about
that? Yeah. You know why?
That's definitely been
for
banned.
Taking the Lord's name in vain. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Probably. That's probably been banned.
Not that we know of.
Oh.
Have the Gossip Girl books ever been banned?
Yes, probably.
Yes, drugs, offensive language, sexually explicit. Amelia Bedelia.
Probably.
Not that we know of.
We'll find it.
The Rainbow Fish. Oh, Ben loves that book.
Yes.
Yes. No, not that
no?
we know of. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
That's one of my favorite books. I would say...
Yes.
Yes.
It has for depicting graphic violence, mysticism, and gore. Thank you very much.
But it's about God.
Stop this. This is nuts.
Aslan is God.
Really nuts. Sonny, Matt from Dallas wants to know thoughts on Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News and Don Lemon leaving CNN.
Well, I will say this.
I mean, they say leaving. I mean, they, you know.
People are drawing a false equivalency between Don and Tucker.
Okay,
Tucker, is responsible for the degradation of our democracy.
Okay.
And he's responsible for lying to his viewers intentionally for money.
Okay.
So I would say bye-bye. Don Lemon, however, allegedly was terminated for being a misogynist. And I have been friends with Don for 20 years.
Yeah.
And my office at CNN was right across the hall from his. He is not a misogynist. He loves women. He loves me. He loves his mother. He loved his sister dearly. And I am devastated that a voice of reason and a proponent of civil rights and a proponent of gay rights is now off the air and he's been silenced. And I think that's wrong.
Caitlin from New York has a question for Judy Blum. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Sunny. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Judy, you are such an icon. I'm an 80s kid, and the Super Fudge books are what really sucked me into the world of reading and life-changing, so thank you. My question is, do you really stand by the fact that In the Unlikely Event was your last novel, or do you have any other books up your sleeve?
Oh.
No.
No. That's it. That's
no,
it.
No.
What?
It's enough.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Just give us one more.
50 years of being locked up writing books is enough.
And what's cool is you are focusing on expanding all of these. I mean, there are a million platforms that can turn your books into wonderful movies.
And this movie is fantastic because I got to see it.
This movie is...
It's special.
I love it.
What's next on your list?
No, I'm
to
going
make
back
into a
to
movie?
Work in my bookstore. I have a bookstore.
You do have a bookstore.
I do, and I'm seeing your new book May 2nd.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank
you. It will be there.
And mine May 9th.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And you're both invited anytime.
Thank you. I would love to come.
Thank you.
I have 5 books, Judy, and an imprint, so.
Okay.
Let's go to Katie in Iowa with a question for Sunny.
Oh. Hi, Andy. It's surreal that I get to say hi, Andy, so hi. And hi, Sunny.
Hi.
I loved you in Girls Trip.
Oh,
thank
you.
And I just pre-ordered your new book while I was sitting here, so this is great.
Nice.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to Judy Blum for getting me through middle school. You're a queen. I really appreciate it. My question for Sunny is, what do you think of Meghan McCain's recent column criticizing The View and saying that the show just keeps getting worse?
Oh, let me take a drink. what can I say? I have not read the column.
Okay, I did.
I have heard about it. And our show is a wonderful place. And
ratings are great.
They've always been great. And they're really good now. We're the number one talk show in the country. I'm happy to say. And I don't know, you know, I'm surprised that she's writing about the book. I mean, I know her husband likes to mean tweet about me, which is shocking. But Megan and I have always been friendly.
Right.
We remain friends. And I don't think she's doing television anymore. I think you should hire her for one of the Housewives franchise.
And
she'd be a great...
She would be.
She'd be great on Potomac or any of them. And I wish her well. We're really happy on the show. We're really a cohesive group, and God bless.
All right, thank you very much, virtual fans. You know, I found out something interesting, Judy. You are a below deck viewer.
I am. Not every segment. Yes,
okay.
My husband was a sailor when we met.
Oh, wow.
And so we have many sailing stories of our own.
Okay.
None of them like Below Deck.
Yes.
We did it ourselves.
Okay.
We have our own Below Deck stories.
Yes, I'm sure you do. That's great. I love it. Well, I'd love to hear that.
I could tell you one.
Oh, tell me.
Would you like to hear
Sure.
about us sailing?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we met, George was a great sailor, and I had no experience. And he said, come with me, and we'll go sailing. And
That's
off
a nice move, George.
Yeah. And off we went to the Virgin Islands. And he said, you know, I have some friends who live on this island, little island all by themselves. They take care of it, and they've built themselves a beautiful treehouse. And I'd love to take you and show you. So we, you know, go in, whatever you do when you're going in.
George! Yeah.
And he said, oh, I forgot to tell you, they're nudists. And so...
Oh, George! Well,
George had already seen plenty of that. But so, you know, it's embarrassing to go there wearing clothes. And I'm like, no problem. This was a while ago. I look pretty
good. You disrobed?
Of course I did.
She's cool.
So we took off our clothes and we get in the dinghy and we go to the treehouse and we climb the steps up to the treehouse and I think I hear music, but why wouldn't they play music just because they're nudists and live in a treehouse? And we get up there and there's a huge party going on, a birthday party, and everyone is dressed.
George!
Oh,
party
no!
Clothes. Yes. And so, and so I'm thinking now, why didn't somebody bring me something to wear? They live there, but nobody did. So it's how do you sit at a party where you're the only people...
Naked.
And it's like...
Right.
We went back to the boat. I just have to tell you, we went back to the boat and took sun showers and got ready to go back for supper. And we put on our T-shirts and our shorts. And we went back up. It was just a couple was there now. And they were naked.
You got it all wrong. So, Summer Sisters is going to be a movie for Peacock, right?
We hope.
Yes. Okay. And after that, do we know what the next adaptation may be?
Well, Fudge is supposed to be an animated something.
Oh, great.
But I'm waiting to hear about it.
It was a really interesting article in the New York Times about how Judy got dicked around by men in Hollywood for so many years.
Oh, Judy's sweetheart.
Yeah, right.
You know that I was being dicked around. That's just what, you know, that was, we want to work with you. We want to do something.
And never.
Like what?
And nothing happened.
Nobody ever knew what.
Well, now is the time, Judy. And it is also time for Watch What Happens 5. Judy finally answered our prayers by signing off on a film adaptation of Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, and it's wonderful, but I want to know which movies have given her a religious experience.
Oh.
Let's find out as Judy Blume counts down her top five favorite movies of all time. Okay, so number...
Of my time.
Of your time. Okay. Yes, number five.
I didn't do it that way.
Okay.
But anyway, I did it in chronological order.
Your
life
favorite?
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Number five is Meet Me in St. Louis. It's really the first one.
Okay,
because
great.
Because I wanted to be Margaret O'Brien. Then comes Ruby Gentry. And my bestie and I dressed up every week for a month or as long as it played in our town.
Wow.
And we wanted to be Ruby Gentry. Very dark, very sexy. then comes Shoot the Moon, a movie I loved so much.
Great movie.
Two for the Road, wonderful movie. And then A Walk on the Moon. And when A Walk on the Moon ended...
Yeah.
When it ended, I fell to the floor sobbing.
Oh.
And people were trying to get out of the theater.
Right.
They couldn't get out. And my bestie, the same one I saw Ruby Gentry with, said to my husband, something I probably can't say on this show, da 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 da, to get her off that floor.
Right.
And George said back to her, I can't get her off the floor. What kind of, I was...
Wow. I need to see this movie. I've never seen it.
It might not hit you the same way.
Well, you have very good taste. I think it might. I want to thank Judy Blume, Sunny Austin, Kristen Bell, and Gina Margolin for being here. Sunday night, Lizzie Kaplan and Josh Jackson are here after the Traitors reunion. We'll see you on the after show.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
All right, this is the after show. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. It's in theaters tomorrow. And Judy Blume Forever is available on Prime Video globally. Judy Blume is my guest with Sunny Austin, whose book Summer on Set Marvel is on May 2nd. This is my summer read.
I would like to say that I can't say where, but my first book is being adapted into a television
show. Wow, congratulations. Oh. Your first book is your memoir, right?
Sorry?
Your first book is your memoir,
that's my
right?
first book, but not my first fiction book.
Oh,
and
great.
And I'm working with Octavia Spencer, who's going to star in it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Behind the Bar, I follow them religiously. They're the folks behind Big Little Feelings, Kristen Gallant and Dina Margolin. They have courses, BigLittleFeelings.com. It's research-driven advice for parenting. They schlepped here all the way from Denver. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the fans. Jason and Adam from San Francisco have a question for Judy Blume. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Andy. We love you.
Thanks.
Judy, living in Florida, what do you think of a Don't Say Gay bill there? And also, what books would you recommend to parents if they want to educate their children on LGBT topics?
Good question.
The first part of the question I can answer because, yeah, we live in Key West, which we used to pretend wasn't part of that state.
Right.
But now we know it is. And what's going on there is horrible. Don't Say Gay was the beginning, and it's getting worse from there on.
Yeah.
And what books to educate parents on LGBT? What books? I don't know.
Our bartenders know. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Protect trans LGBTQ youth at all costs, by the way. Mm-hmm. PFLAG is a wonderful resource. They have multiple downloads, resources, hotlines. They're amazing for LGBTQ youth. Wonderful.
Excellent.
There
Very
aren't
good.
Enough, in my opinion.
Let's go to there Rose and Dre books. From Chicago with a question for Sunny.
Hi, Andy. Hi. We're so excited to see you at BravoCon.
We Thanks. Love you.
Thank you.
Sunny, what was going through your mind during that wild broadcast where you and Anna had to leave the show while Vice President Kamala Harris was there due to a positive COVID test?
Oh, that must have been wild.
Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Right.
It was like taking a bullet again.
Right.
I was shocking because I knew I hadn't gone anywhere. And I knew I had maintained this bubble because my husband is immunocompromised. And
wow.
My dad and my mom live with me. And so they're way into their 70s. And so I knew that it couldn't be possible.
Right.
And when I went upstairs immediately, and I know the vice president, by the way, she's my sorority sister, we talk. I tested negative immediately. And then I tested negative 4 more times.
And they still wouldn't let you back
and
downstairs.
And they still wouldn't let me downstairs. And it was so infuriating because it was a false positive, which often happens.
Yeah.
I felt like it was some sort of conspiracy.
Right.
If I'm being honest. And Anna Navarro and I were locked in our dressing rooms. Like, they treated us like we had the plague.
Right.
And we were locked next door to each other. And we were, like, kind of, like, speaking to each other on our cell phones.
Right.
Up against the wall. She's like, I don't have COVID, girl. I said, I don't have COVID either. Like, it's just not possible. And come to find out that it wasn't possible.
Wow, that stinks.
So it was not great.
Right.
But thank you for bringing it up again.
Yeah, right. The number of books Judy has published is higher than the ages of some of our PAs. And since that's just one of her many achievements, let's dig a little deeper in a round of For Bloom the Bell Tolls. Okay, ladies, since Judy has lived such a full life, I'm going to name some random accomplishments. For each one, Sunny is going to guess whether or not Judy has done it. And if Judy has, she is going to ring.
It's back there. Right.
This little bell.
You know how competitive I am. I don't like anything's wrong, Andy.
Oh, it's okay.
Wait, I ring the bell.
You ring the bell if you've done it, but wait for Sunny to guess.
Okay.
Sunny,
okay.
Has Judy ever met a sitting president?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I bet you've met more than one.
Two.
Which ones?
Clinton and Obama.
Obama.
Clinton and Obama.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay.
That.
Has Judy ever flown private? I have to assume she has,
I'm
right?
I'm not sure. At this point. She's like really groovy.
I know.
Key West. I'm thinking no.
I think yes. Yes.
Yes?
But you know when?
When?
When COVID was so terrible.
Right.
And my daughter wanted us to get to her house.
Yeah.
Where she lived.
That would be the time.
Okay.
That's when
that was
you
the only time.
Spend
well, no, no.
Money.
I was with, no.
Yeah.
Look!
Has Judy ever met Dolly Parton?
Oh, I would think so.
No.
I'm getting everything wrong.
Has Judy started writing a book and then given up on it ever?
Oh, I'm an author now. I would think so.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Wow. It's hard.
Do you have it in your will that they'll never publish those? Because remember, they wound up publishing the unfinished sequel to Kill a Mockingbird or whatever it was.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, they did. Yes.
You need to protect your unfinished so that it stays private.
Well, I've written my kids a letter, and
okay.
I said, if you ever do this, I'll come back and haunt you.
Good. Has Judy ever skydived, Sunny?
I mean, she went to a nudist colony.
Yeah, right.
On like a first date.
Right.
So probably.
No.
What?
Has Judy ever met a member of the royal family?
I would think so.
No?
What?
Has Judy ever despised a book that's universally beloved?
Yes. What, Judy! I thought we had something going on here.
What book do you think?
Has Judy ever interacted...
Wait, she asked me what book.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, okay. Just...
University... Well, I want to know which one you
okay.
hate.
No,
okay.
I don't.
No, she doesn't. Has Judy ever interacted with a Kardashian?
Oh, I'm sure.
No. Has Judy ever shoplifted?
Everyone has met a Kardashian. They're all over the place.
Has Judy ever shoplifted?
No.
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 Has Judy ever dropped her name to get a hard-to-get reservation at a restaurant?
No.
No, but other people have told me that they use my name and they do it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you to my new friends at Big Little Feelings. Kristen and Dina, for more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.